And it is John Gibbons with a very hastily arranged coach home because I was working away on my phone this morning, sorting some stuff out, and I got a push notification from The Athletic that Eddie Howe has left Newcastle. Apparently a new manager already thought of and on the way, and it took me very much by surprise. So I thought, I'll find out if it took Alex Hirst there from True Faith from surprise as well. So Alex, was it a shock or was it the timing as much as the decision, which was a surprise up there in Newcastle?
It's less of a shock this week, John, because we've got our first friendly on Saturday at Gateshead, which is obviously our, you know, local neighbours. So it's a kind of traditional thing. We don't play them every year, but they'll always go there for the first game. And he comes out after that, and the club had been talking about through various journalists that this new player trading model almost trying to follow Borussia Dortmund's footsteps, you know, because the accusation has been, oh, you're turning into a Brighton plus and Bournemouth plus, no disrespect to those clubs, of course, but the club had been saying that, and then for the manager to come out and say the summer had been painful, I just felt, nah, something's off there. There's clearly a disconnect between what the club are trying to do and what Hal was wanting to do, and they lost Tonali and Gordon. And the club almost spun that as a positive because they were both shit last year, like really shit. And to end up getting 100 million nearly for Tonali and 80 million for Gordon. Gordon's better than Tonali, but it's almost like that is what the model is supposed to look like. And for the manager to come out and say, that's painful, straight away I was just like, this can't last. This is not gonna stay. So it's not a surprise it's happened today. You're right, it is a surprise overall that both sides didn't come together in May. I'm sad that it didn't happen because I'd have loved that last home game against West Ham to be a chance to say thank you from a supporter perspective. But ultimately, I'm pleased it happened. It had to happen.